Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. We are back. I want to welcome you all to, listen to this, Mystic Truth Radio. Yes, we have undergone a few changes around here. Everything is all positive and working out well. And we decided that the name Mystic Truth actually fits us quite well for the direction that we're going to be going in. So I am Elaine Reed Cole for Mystic Truth, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Dana Zimmerman. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Elaine. Hi, everybody who's joined us. We're happy to have you here today.
Absolutely. We are looking forward to a show of oracle readings, intuitive readings, angel readings. We kind of cover it all, and it's something that Dana and I have a passion for. So we're here to answer your questions and, you know, just give a little info out there. Before we actually start that, I would like to put a little note out there for Mimi Searfoss, who has been our wonderful third co-host since we started this show, and she has kind of veered off into a different direction, and we want to really wish her well in her endeavors, and she is welcome back at any time to jump right in and kind of add her 2 cents worth in. So that being said, Dana, we have some people in the queue.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And for people who aren't in the queue, a couple things that you want to know is that you can call in and talk to us live. And I'm going to give you the guest call-in number, which is 914-219-0867. That's 914-219-0867. And when you get in, if you want to talk to us, the Blog Talk Radio prompts you to raise your hand to ask a question. And also, I am monitoring our Mystic Truth Radio chat room. If you have a question or a comment that you want to add, you're welcome to come on in there and type in your question.
We're starting to lose you on your phone there.
Oh, okay. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. You're welcome to come into the chat room, type in a question, and we will answer it live on air for you. So we're looking forward to hearing from everybody who wants to get any kind of intuitive reading today.
Again, you keep going in and out. Raise your arm. You must be on your cell phone, right?
No, I'm on a landline, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we don't know why. It could actually be Blog Talk right now. So let's put it out to the angels that Dana is going to remain clear for this whole show. Excellent. All right. So, Dana, we have the first person who is in the queue who's been on hold for a little bit. So let's start there. And the last four digits of their number is 5915. So I am going to unmute you now.
Thank you all for taking my call. Hi.
Absolutely. Hi.
Hi.
What did you ladies see improving in my finance energy?
In your finances. Okay. Can you give us your name?
Anna.
Anna.
Yes.
Anna. Okay. And just so I can kind of zone in on you, Anna, you're like, give me a rough idea of where you're located.
Well, I'm in the Tennessee area.
You're in Tennessee?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in your finances. You know,
yeah,
it's funny.
I'm going to jump in here. I saw right away that I don't think Anna, whatever she's engaged in financially right now, isn't where she wants to be and isn't bringing her the financial rewards that she's looking for. Anna, is that correct?
That's correct. Well, I retired and I'm back out. I had applied for some government assistance because I am disabled, but I don't know what's going to go on with that.
I was actually going to mention the retired part. I feel your pain, which I think you're in a boat where a lot of people are, that they start looking at their retirement funds, and then they start to wonder, okay, well, is this going to stretch? Is this going to make it? How am I going to make ends meet? Now, I know you said that you're on, you know, disability and stuff, but I get the feeling that you're able in some areas. So is there something that you could actually be doing to supplement your income?
Well, I'm out there trying to find something also. So that is an idea, yes.
Yeah, that's really kind of what I'm actually feeling. I know that a lot of people now, like retirement is almost like a catchphrase of the past, you know, like, who gets the opportunity to retire anymore? So, you know, it's like we have to keep on doing and keep on going. The beautiful part of it is that, you know, longevity is starting to play out. You know, we're living longer. And so we want to do something that is productive in the remaining time that we have. So, you know what? I get a feeling that there's some hidden talents there with you that you're actually not really tapping into. Do you cook?
Oh, I don't like cooking.
You don't like cooking?
I do, but I don't.
Okay. You eat, right? What is it that you do? Because I'm actually seeing you around food. So is there something with food that you're actually thinking, geez, I could do that?
Well, I could, but it's not something that would bring me joy.
Okay, no, you definitely want joy. Have you actually explored looking somewhere that is tied in with food?
Oh, yes. I think I want to go in the medical area. Assisting the elderly or something like that.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
That might be it. So that might be the whole food area that, you know, I'm talking about, you know, like Meals on Wheels or something.
Yes.
Have you been looking at doing something like that?
Well, not into that specifically, but that is an idea.
Elaine, I'm getting the message that Anna has quite a talented ability to help heal people and counsel people with kind words and wise advice and an empathetic and sympathetic ear, and that you know, maybe doing something, if she's looking, Anna, if you're feeling towards the elderly, you know, spending time with them and listening to them in some capacity and talking to them could be part of actually more like a life purpose for you, because I feel like what you did when you were employed in the past was just a job. But now you're looking for something that's going to fulfill you more and make you feel like your work in your life has made a difference.
Yes. Because I've been in that corporate, you know, scenario, and that was the paycheck. But I'm looking for more fulfillment. Yeah,
right.
Perfect.
So people come to you for advice and to talk to and to have a kind shoulder to lean upon, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So that would certainly be something that you could do. I think people really, really are attracted to what you have to say and your counseling and your wisdom. And using that in some capacity would not only benefit you for feeling satisfied with what you're doing, but benefit that person who was receiving on the receiving end. But also, I think it could be very lucrative for you financially.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies, so much.
Elaine, do you have more to say on that?
Well, I just want to say, because I just picked some cards for Anna, too, is that you're coming up as an incredibly emotional person, which really ties in with what Dana was saying. So,
yeah.
You know, you've got the instinct to be the caregiver, to be the nurturer. However, there's a part of you that needs to know that you are safe as you turn
Absolutely.
Around and start, yeah, to start this new venture. And it's okay. I still, again, I see you somehow with food. So that might be your in as far
mm-hmm.
as finding the people who you're going to help. You know, again, that's a biggie with the elderly is that they forget to eat. They forget about, you know, the everyday kind of things. And I want you to know that you're safe to be able to go there. Archangel Michael is the one who came up. And and even after that, you get a card that says all is well and that
uh-huh.
everything really is within divine order. So it's one of those things like we know you're sensitive to this. We know that, you know, you're a little, there's a bit of intrepidation of taking this step forward. But, you know, it's okay for you to do it. So we want to do it. You know, just imagine us at your backs and we're just giving you a little push.
Okay.
Go do it.
I just want to say, Elaine, that I am spot on with what you're saying. I picked some cards from Doreen Virtue's Angel Life Purpose Oracle cards.
Yeah.
And I got a picture of Archangel Michael.
Yep.
And the card is protected, giving the message that, Anna, you are safe and supported while you change your career. My Archangel Michael is looking over you. And the other thing is you got the trust card. Trust your feelings and your dreams to guide your career path. So trust yourself. Know that you're protected and guided. In particular, we've both gotten Archangel Michael in on this.
That's right.
Okay,
and
that's right.
You're going to be just fine. It's going to be wonderful for you. Call him in. Ask for his help and just know that he's there to assist you whenever you're feeling uncertain.
All right. Well, thank you all so much.
Yay! Thank you, Anna, and good luck. And it's a noble path you want to take. So good luck with it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You.
Okay. All right. Bye now.
Bye.
All right. I find that a lot with people, it's that one step forward that can actually, you know, that just take one step. It doesn't have to be that, you know, in that one step you hit the finish line, but it is a matter of take one step each and every day towards your dream, towards doing something. Hers is definitely, you know, a noble thought of going out there and helping people. She does have to think about her sensitivities around everything, though. So, you know, be
but
gentle
you're right, yes.
to herself.
You have to add that action step. You can't just sit around and want it. You have to take those like you said, those baby steps, even if that's what it takes.
Yeah.
You got to take a step in the direction.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And
once
you know,
you
even for her to get on the line and call us and talk to us about it, that's an action step. So bravo, Anna, for calling in.
That's right. So Anna, I'm sure you heard that. So now you've taken some action. Yay! And once you take that one step, it's funny because that's stepping into your flow, your current. And sometimes the current comes along, and all of a sudden you find you don't have to step at all. You're kind of floating. And that's
right.
a nice thing. You know, the current just kind of takes you along. So, awesome.
Yep, you've got the momentum. You take that action step and a momentum begins.
That's right. That's right.
And it builds. And then before you know it, you're where you want to be.
Right.
And especially if you're just, instead of, you know, getting all worried about, is this going to work? Am I going to have enough money? Can I do it? If you just trust, if you take those negative pieces out of it and you just move into that flow and that momentum and trust and know that you're protected and guided, it'll happen so fast.
Well, I tell people, what can go wrong? You know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, it's... So you walk into some place, you talk to some stranger, and the worst that can happen is they can say, well, not here, you know, this isn't the place to be. Well, that's all right. Then you try it again. You go to another place. And maybe they'll say, not here again. But it's one of those, like, be persistent if this feels right for you. You just haven't found the right spot yet. So you continue. And you continue, and you continue. And... again, the elderly are people who, you know, there's a need to watch over them. So I just like this. I like you, Anna. So good morning.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. So we have another caller on the line.
Yep.
Do you want to take a look
at
Okay. Do you want to take a look at the chat room first and see if there's anything there?
There is not at the moment, no. So let's get to our next caller.
Okay. The last four digits are 7518, and you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, are we speaking with?
Hi, my first name is James.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling Mystic Truth today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So how can we help you? What's your question?
I am open to whatever message the angels or my guides have for me at this time. I'm just completely open.
All right. So, James, again, a bit of a location, like geographically. Where are you at?
Oh, yes. I'm in Florida.
Florida. So is it more guidance that you're actually looking for, or are you kind of out there hunting on a life purpose?
I'm completely open to, I've been riding a wave of excitement for the last few days. I've been taking more responsibility in how I feel and what I put my energy into. I'm gravitating more to things that fuel me and inspire me. Versus things that drain and, takes from me, deplete me. And so I'm just open to whatever guidance or advice or insight or, you know, word
of
encouragement
this is,
the angels have for me at this time.
Yeah, it's kind of ringing at the back of my neck that this is really hunting out your life purpose. You know, you've gotten to a point where, you know, you're going to do whatever you're going to do. Necessarily looking for a job. You're looking for a purpose. What is my function? And, you know, why am I here? Just a small question, you know, just why am I here and what direction am I going to go in? One thing that I can do for you is to say that I'm proud of you that over, you know, the past few days, you've actually been deciding to be joyful, you know, deciding to be on an upbeat note, because I think that's actually what you're looking for. So if that's what you're looking for, it's kind of the law of attraction is, you know, you have to be what you want to bring in.
Right.
So that is your best first move is to turn around and have more of an optimistic outlook. And, you know, the endorphins that are triggered off by just having a smile on your face helps.
Yeah.
And to get outside and connect with the ground, that's something big that I'm getting from you is you need to touch the earth a little bit more.
So,
in any way that you can do that, go be barefoot And, you know, this is funny. Okay, I just picked cards for you, too. And the first card that I actually got was the You Are Safe Again card. Now, I swear to God, I just put this back in the deck, and I shuffled that whole deck, and it came out again. So, you know, we're really accompanied today by Archangel Michael, who really wants to put that out to people of, you know what, just go ahead. Sometimes we have to stop thinking about what other people are saying about us. You know, what other people, their judgment that's laid upon us. I think you can be you and you can be happy and you can spread that happiness in whatever way that you want to. And it's funny because the next card that I got was Take Back Your Power.
That's right.
Yep.
Take it back.
That's right.
Yes. So that whole self-doubt kind of thing. You've got a little bit of that, our first caller, Anna, kind of thing going on with you. So I want you to know who and what you are, which is a divine creature of God. And if you're looking for your life purpose, how do you know you're not already doing it? You know, when you walk out the door and you make one person smile or one dog want to, you know, come up to you and lick your leg or something. How do you know that's not part of your life purpose? Maybe it is.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, spreading miles are huge. Spreading smiles are huge. So the next card that actually comes up is your crystal clear intentions. So honestly, what is it that you want to do? Other than making people happy and you being happy, what vehicle do you want to take that feels right for you to bring that about?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it might be something new.
Right.
It might be something that you haven't tried yet. So we encourage people to try new things. If what you've done in the past hasn't worked, well, if you do what you did, you're going to get what you got. So that's part of it. Now, the foundation to all of this is gifts from God. You know, and I don't know how you feel about the angels. Dana and I are big believers in using the angels. Okay, so, so I would talk to them and then be aware when they actually bring you gifts. When they bring you opportunities, and when those opportunities come, you want to say yes. Like, don't let that fear of, oh, my God, what could happen, hold you back. Just go, yeah, okay, that's cool. Now, around you, I keep seeing dogs. I mentioned dogs already. I keep seeing dogs. So, you know, is that relevant to you?
It is. You know, I was just talking to a few friends of mine about how, you know, I've never really, I love animals, but I don't have any pets. You know, I've never considered myself to be a pet person. But lately I've been playing with the idea of maybe getting a dog. And, you know, so they're kind of helping me because they have pets themselves and, you know, they're big dog lovers. And so they've been helping me pick dog and, you know, kind of figure out, well, you know, what's going to be your routine, and one of them recommend a trainer to me and this whole thing. And so, you know, I am, you know, playing with the idea of getting a dog and you know, how that could fit in my life. And so that's funny.
You know, what I think it will help to do for you is to open up your heart chakra. Because I see that that's kind of protected. And when we protect it, you know, we cushion it, that sometimes it almost goes hidden. So it's harder to see. It's harder to find. And so, you know what? A dog just shows us how to open it up wide. It loves us unconditionally. And then all of a sudden, we've got, you know, this wonderful little buddy, no matter what we do, wants to lick us. There's there's something that is so great to that. And here's the thing. The dog that I keep seeing, and it doesn't mean that you have to get this kind of dog either, but what I keep seeing is a Jack Russell. Do you know what a Jack Russell is?
No, but I'm going to look it up. I sure am.
Okay, it's a Jack Russell Terrier. So it's a smaller dog, a very active dog, very playful dog, but it's not a big dog, but it's definitely full of life, full of, you know, like it's going to keep you on your toes. You know, today I am going to have a huge lazy day. That dog may say otherwise. You know, and I think that that's a good boost for you to just keep you going, you know, get you out connecting with the earth even more, walking, grounding yourself.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's true, and they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. They're very cute. So, Dana, what do you have to add here?
Well, a lot of what I got is similar to what you've been saying, Elaine, for James, and I'm just going to reiterate and echo some of it here. Yeah. You know, James, I'm getting the feeling that it's time to relax, and I want to let you know that the worst of what's been going on has passed.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that you were fearing are gone. Like the other shoe is dropped kind of thing, and you're still standing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you've discovered that when you're not living in alignment with your most authentic higher self, things don't go well.
Right. Yeah.
And so your soul won't allow you to ignore that part of you, your true self, your true spirit. So, you know, you want to reflect and do a little soul searching and find out what you want to do. And the next message there is to do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
So have you thought about, have you sat down, whatever you've been doing, obviously, you know, hasn't really been going the way you've wanted to, although things have, you know, reached a tipping point, and now you're riding a wave of joy and finding out that you're safe and you're ready to do something new. So what do you want to do? What do you love? Have you thought about that? And if you haven't, you would want to reflect on that. And if there's
so
losses that you've had to put in your past, then you know, finish grieving those losses and move forward. And one of the cards I got for you says, make better choices.
Yeah.
And I think you've already discovered that, and I think, like we said, you've reached a tipping point and you've put all that in the past. But just keep it with you, that the choices that you're making now that are in alignment with your authentic self, with your power, with what you love and what you want for yourself and your life, that's where you need to be going. And you don't have to bring the fears and the doubt and the negativity of anything that happened in the past with you anymore.
Right.
Because the past is gone. And you can live in the moment and be in your authentic power and have the life that you really want, that totally fulfills you and brings you joy and love and satisfaction.
That is so true. That's so true. You know, just to share that, I'm taking classes online and trying to finish this degree, and the other day, a week ago, I got the new syllabus for the new course I'm taking, and I hated it. Hated the syllabus. I hated the course. I even hate the major I'm in. And I went back to my advisor and I said, "You know what? I'm tired. I'm drained. I don't feel great about what I'm doing. I don't feel great about the course. I want to change." And
nice.
She worked her tissue off to change my course. And she even looked into other schools for me to enroll in and other degree types. And so she's been going above and beyond to kind of help me make this complete new shift, even though that means leaving the school that she works, so that I can feel happier and feel comfortable.
That's
awesome.
And so
awesome. You're spot on with that. Yeah, you are.
That's
spot on.
Awesome. That is that crystal clear intention.
Yeah.
You know, what is it that you want? Do you want to make this change? And I think, I think you do. That's that opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't miss that opportunity. Yeah. So you're lucky to have that person in your corner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so what
fantastic.
Do you want your major to be now? What do you want to do?
It's going to be more interdisciplinary, so it's going to be a liberal arts degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to study things because, you know, I have all this professional history in management. And so I was originally going to school for management, and I just got tired of business and theory and all this. This is stuff I know in my sleep. But, you know, I prefer to learn, you know, it'll include Native American history and, you know,
mm-hmm.
all the juicy, juicy cultural stuff that I really want to learn and talk about and experience. And now I'll even have the option of traveling abroad and studying abroad. And so that's more passionate to me. I feel better, you know.
Do you know that puts a big smile on my face?
Yes, yeah,
that's good.
Agreed.
That feels good.
Yeah.
That feels good. That feels right. Yeah, and you can have some fun. I think, you know, it's that fun part that's been a little bit lacking. Now, if you're going to travel, you got to think about that dog and where is it going to go.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yep. So, you know, plan first, and then, you know, friends can always help. So, you know, if you've got somebody who can actually be the babysitter, come and stay at your place, or your dog can go and stay at their place while you do this work, then that's perfect. You know, that's the best case scenario. Dana and I both have pets, and so we know what it's like when you want to go away somewhere and to find the best person to watch over it. I still see you with the dog, though. Just saying.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I'm going to get it.
I love it, too. All right. So do you have any other questions, James?
No. You all have been a blessing to me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You go
Very
have
welcome.
Some fun. And then, you know what? Find us on Facebook, Mystic Truth Radio, and let us know when you get your dog.
I sure will. Yeah, I will
send us a
Absolutely.
Message.
That
all right,
would be
awesome.
Thank you.
That would be super. All right. Take care, honey.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that's such
there
a fabulous question. What a good, you know, about making better choices and then, you know, having, once he decided, you know, I hate this. I don't want to do this.
Yep.
And he set his intentions. You were talking about crystal clear intentions. You know, he set his intentions elsewhere, and then there's this wonderful counselor, guidance person in his corner that helped him find the direction that he needed to go and to do what he loved and was going to satisfy him and bring joy to his life instead of, you know, staying stuck in a place where he knew he didn't want to be.
Exactly. Now, it's the perfect timing to tell people, which we've brought up before, when you want the angel's help, you must ask.
Right.
So, you know, that's part of that crystal clear intention, too. State your intention. State that you want a positive outcome. You know, because sometimes when people say, oh, yes, well, I want it to be for my highest and best. So I want that outcome that is for my highest and best. Well, maybe the highest and best outcome was for you to learn something, and you're going to go through the school of hard knocks for that outcome. So if you don't want that kind of scenario, then you say, you know, I want the best outcome that will make me the happiest and surround me with joy that is best for me and my family. So, you know, hear how that is actually resonating other than just kind of dangling out there for my highest and best. You know, be specific.
Right.
It can actually, you know, help you on that route that will make you the happiest, that, you know, you're going to find joy as you go. I really want to see him with his Jack Russell Terrier.
Or whatever dog that he finds. You know, maybe he'll go to the Humane Society and just fall in love with a dog. And you know, some animal who doesn't have a home will have a forever home and someone to love and give love to for forever, for his lifetime, for both their lifetimes. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so where do we go from here?
I think we take the next caller, which is the 5915?
No. Hello? I think that's Anna again.
Yes, that's me holding on, ladies. Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. Thanks. Yep. Thought we had someone else here that maybe we lost them. Okay, well, let's bring this caller on. Caller, phone number ending in 5243. You're live on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to Mystic Truth Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Great.
Excellent. What's your question, Donna? And around what area are you?
I'm in San Diego, California.
You're in San Diego. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. My question is if I am going to be getting money from this caretaking position that I've been at for a few months, if I'm going to be getting some back pay from that.
All right. State that question again one more time.
If you're going to be getting back pay. Pay from a caretaking position through the county.
Okay, so you haven't been paid so far for this work that you've already done, Donna.
Well, you have to get certified, and then I'm not sure if they're going to pay, you know, from the funds that I've already worked, or if it's going to start when I officially become certified, or what.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Hang on. I'm trying to tap into the scenario here. And honestly, I look at it, and it looks like looking into murky waters. So this, I think, without diving in deep, you're not going to be able to see what's at the bottom of this. I think it's one of those things that if you feel as though you, oh, my God, if you deserve to get paid, then you will. And I just said, oh, my God, because, again, I shuffled the deck, and guess what I just pulled out? You are safe. Archangel Michael, yet again, he is not leaving us today. The other thing, though, that comes up with you, not only are you safe, but I'm getting that you need to clear your space. So clearing your space can be like a lot of things. Is there paperwork that you have not done? Are you, like, behind on some of the steps that you actually have to take to be able to get what it is that you're looking for?
Okay.
I think that's some of that murkiness that I'm actually seeing. You know, a lot of times when you're doing things, there's so much red tape that you have to go through to be able to apply and qualify. And I think that's some of it where your problem is. Now, the next one that comes along with it is another card that actually came up already, which is Take Back Your Power. So when we want to do things that, you know, our heart speaks to it and, you know, we want this fair energy, we've put this ability out, and we're hoping for some kind of compensation back with it. And if it doesn't come, it's a matter of us being persistent, making sure that we cross the T's, dot the I's, and then say, okay, well, I'm not going to be a victim and let somebody walk all over me. I'm going to be a squeaky wheel so that I am not forgotten. And I think that's part of it. Now, the basis of this whole thing is a relationship harmony. So is there somebody who is concerned here that you can actually go to? Do you have an inside person that you can actually talk to that will help you?
Yeah, I do.
That, I think, is the key to this whole thing, is to make sure that you have a good standing with that person so that you can get the ball rolling on this. You know, people get afraid to ask for the money that,
I'm pretty sure that the ball is rolling due to the fact of the, you know, the person. So that's a good thing.
That's
so
good.
Yeah. Just a matter
that's
of
good.
Time,
so keep that person on your good side. Like if you get frustrated, don't take it out on them. It's one of those, like they
burn
will
your bridges
do
bridges for sure.
Exactly. Now, again, I have to go back to that clear your space area. So that might actually have to do with your physical area too. You know, it may have to do with your home that you live in or an office space that you work out of. And when we get that, it means, God, it's time to clear this up so that I can actually receive from the universe what it is that I'm looking for. You have to make space to be able to receive that. So does that make sense?
Yeah. My room is, I got too much. You know, I like my, you
things.
Know, I'm a pack.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I like my things. Okay. Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably what it is. For sure. Can I ask one more question or just one?
Absolutely.
Question?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, we want to hear your question, Donna, but let me add to that a little bit what Elaine said about the murkiness of the situation. You know, I'm just wondering, I got a message from your guardian angels that there might have been some kind of deceit going on in the business dealings of this caretaking thing, that somebody was deceiving you or there was some deception going on. Are you aware of anything like that?
No, I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
Are you a very, very trusting person?
Am I
a very trusting person? Like, do you have a tendency to lay your trust in places where maybe it's not deserving?
I think I have a pretty good, I'm a pretty good judge of character. I mean, I would like to think, then again, you know.
You know what? I run into it all the time that, you know, I put my heart on my sleeve and because I'm just like that. And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody is doing something that is not quite so on the up and up, or that I totally never expected. And, you know, I'm always flabbergasted by that. Like, where did that thought come from? How can they do that?
Right.
So I think that might be a bit of what Dana's talking about.
I think it's more of a caution, for her just to stay aware and keep her eyes open for that. Because the other message I got really reiterated what you said again, Elaine, about, and it was from Archangel Michael, is to, you know, keep herself in high self-esteem and believe that she deserves it. Believe that you have this money coming to you and you deserve it. Because you've done the work and you've gotten the certifications, and you will get what you deserve if you hold yourself in that energy of high self-esteem. I feel like, oh, maybe I don't deserve as much because I wasn't this at the certified in this at the time or whatever. Just hold yourself in the high self-esteem of being deserving of it.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. for that.
You are worthy.
I know.
You are worthy. So what was your other question, Donna?
Oh, if you don't mind, this is a relationship question. Just like probably just a yes or no. If I in the not right now, I know it's not a good time for me as far as being able to be in a relationship because of my own needing to grow, but do you see a future with a with someone in particular down the line? Do I need to give a name? Or?
No, this actually comes with the whole clear your space card.
Yeah,
and the relationship harmony. So, you know what? Those cards that I mentioned off are still the same. They're still relevant. You are safe.
Yeah.
Clear your space. In other words, you know, I tell people this in relationships all the time. So you are a one-car garage. So just imagine this. You are a one-car garage, and an old flame or spouse or relationship is that one car that you drove into that garage. So if you want a new car, don't you have to back that other car out and get rid of it?
Well, I don't want a new car. That's the thing. I don't know if I should be looking for a new car or if I hold on.
Well,
to
maybe it needs to come out and go for repairs first.
Okay, that's probably.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably a good analogy. Yeah,
Sure. Yeah. And again, relationship harmony. You know, sometimes we can be very hard on people too. You know, it's
I just didn't know if I should
think about
keep energy of, you know, having a hope for that, or if I should, if that's going to be blocking me from anything, you know, something else that you know is better for me, or so I didn't energetically wise, I didn't know how.
Energetically wise, this again falls back onto that clear your space.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily mean clear away the relationship. It means clear away the things about the relationship that just are not working for you.
Right.
So that's a stand your ground, speak up.
Mm.
You know,
well, no,
that's
And clear away any need to try and control the relationship.
Oh no. Well, there is none now because he's with his ex-girlfriend. So I didn't, you know, I didn't know. There's no connection right now as far as that. That's out of respect, you know. That's just.
All right. So you know what? He's already backed the car out of the garage.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now it's time for you to clean up that garage before a new car can come in.
That's what I'm doing,
Or the same car can come back in, but you just have to see what goes on with keeping yourself clear and your self-esteem high.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Thank you.
In other words,
Thank you
don't have to be alone.
No, I don't mind.
Okay.
Right now,
but you don't have to be if you don't want to be.
There's so much, because it's not. I need to grow more, spiritually.
Right.
So I think that's clear for this time for that happening.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Well, thank
Good.
You, ladies.
Thank you for
time.
Calling in, Donna. All right. Take care and good luck with everything.
God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Do you have anything to speak to about that, Dana?
Nice to hear from Donna, and I think that I appreciate having her call in. Yeah.
I do, too. That is something, you know what, relationships and money are always the biggie things that people ask about. It's the two things that really, truly, it makes the world go round. We need money so we can eat and keep a roof over our heads and all that, and we do want somebody to share that with. So those are really the biggie things. If something isn't working for you, like I'm of an age now where if I was single, and God forbid that, I am, but if I was, I wouldn't want to take too much time on something that just wasn't working, because I am of an age where I don't have time for those games anymore. And, so that I'm putting that out there to our listeners who are of a certain age. what's that certain age? I know everybody's going, what's that? How old? You know, I'm not that far off from being 60, okay? So I wouldn't want to spend the next 10 years of my life with someone who wasn't actually serious about having some kind of a relationship. It doesn't mean that I would be placing stock that, you know, they would be there until the day I die, but I would like something that was a partnership. So I do want to talk to people like that. Little different if you're 19, 20, 25 even, you know, it's then have fun, play around, and change your mind as much as you want. But we start to look at lifespans and, you know, becoming comfortable. It's really important as you get up there in years. You know, if you want to have somebody in your life, I think it's okay to not have a partner. You can get by with some help from your friends. You know, having good friends, I think, is always important. And having community is very important. But to have that particular, you know, life partner, well, you know, it's nice, but it's not the end of the world if you don't have it. So that's my take on it anyhow. So, Dana, we do have somebody on the line that doesn't have their hand raised, but they maybe didn't know how to do that. So should we actually unmute them and see what's happening?
I don't see why not.
All right, it's the 4099. Want me to get it?
Yeah, hi. You're on the air with Mystic Truth Radio. Can we answer a question for you?
Hi there. And no, I didn't know how to raise my hand or whatever.
Oh,
oh
great.
My God,
Rhonda.
I know who this is.
Yeah,
this is
you know
Rhonda.
Who this is. This
I
is
do.
Rhonda from South Carolina.
Hi, Rhonda from South Carolina.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy birthday, Grandpa O'Shea.
Oh, yes. For people to know, Rhonda is my sister. So, Dana, you'll be doing a lot of reading here.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's going on, Rhonda? What's going on with you today? How can we help you?
Well, it just seems like ever since I moved here to South Carolina, which is now, well, it's over 3 months, going on four, that I've had a lot of settling in setbacks. And although I cleared the house when I first moved in, the setbacks continue because, well, I won't go into the whole history, but like, just yesterday, the garage door that I only replaced 3 months ago, not even 3 months ago, broke down. So it's like, really? Everything about the house seems to keep, like, challenging me.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
You know,
Rhonda,
some of it has even resulted in personal injury. So it's a little crazed.
Okay, so Rhonda, looking at the situation from the point of view that things around you in your physical environment are, you know, becoming energetically unsettled and have not had a chance to settle since you've moved in, how do you feel that reflects back to your own energy and where you are in your own, you know, mental and emotional space? Do you feel settled in the new space, and do you think that maybe the problems that are happening around you physically might be a reflection of what's going on with your mental and emotional degree of not feeling settled there yourself?
Yeah, I'm sure that's very possible. I haven't even finished unpacking yet. Some of the setbacks in the house required me to actually stop unpacking so that workmen could come in and fix things. And, you know, even down to, like, computer connection problems. So I haven't really been able to get back into the swing of things as far as work goes. And
yeah, you know, I'm getting the Archangel Michael, the same card that I got with the last caller on self-esteem.
Okay.
Now, I think that your work was a really part of keeping you settled energetically.
My old work, you mean?
And keeping a level of self-esteem, because you had such integrity and respect and were respected in what you were doing. And now this transition for you may be eating into that self-esteem somewhat, but just know that Archangel Michael recognizes that, and he's there for you, and he's supporting you.
Okay.
Mm.
And the next thing that I'm getting is to have to do with the physical body. There's some things going on, and this is a message that's coming from Gaia, from the Earth Goddess. So... have you gotten a chance to get out of the house and do some grounding like Elaine talked about before? Have you grounded the house? Have you grounded and cleared the house? Have you gotten harmonious with the earth around it? Have you done any landscaping or digging in the dirt around it?
Okay, I'm not really a gardener, but I do have a landscaper. I have been working with him. The front yard looks wonderful. The backyard that used to be a jungle has been cleared, but, you know, like today's a thunderstorm day, so it looks like mud out there right now. So we haven't really started, like, replanting anything back there yet. I haven't really taken the...
Going out in the mornings, maybe when there's still a little bit of dew on the ground, maybe in your bare feet, and grounding and getting that energy from the earth into your physical body, that could be a possibility of something that could balance you physically and emotionally, mentally, energetically.
Mm-hmm. Funny you would say that.
Not right now. Yeah.
Not right now. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I ended up helping an elderly neighbor who was actually in the middle of a dementia episode. Her dog was barking right outside my front door. So the dog must have known.
Oh, my Lord.
The dog must have known she needed help. I went running outside and had to, like, get her unstartled from seeing me because she thought my house was her house. And, you know, get her to trust me enough that I could walk them back to their house. And get the dog, you know, unleash the dog, and he went right for the water bowl, yay. Convince her to have some water, you know. Once she was in her house, she seemed to know where she was again, so that was good. By the time I got back to my house, I had burned the bottoms of my feet.
Oh, my. So,
I ran out of the house, I was barefoot.
Body thing.
And it was a hot Sunday afternoon, and I burned the bottoms of my feet. So they're recovering.
So Rhonda's really not grounded right now. You know, just
Well, you can
very
always
not grounded.
Sit. Yeah, you can always sit with your back to a tree, and that's a really good way to get grounded and connected with the earth as well. But obviously, you're not going to be able to do the walking thing.
No,
right,
not yet.
Now, I did pull some cards for you, Rhonda.
Let me finish here, Elaine.
Go ahead and finish, Dana. Yep.
Going. The last thing I got was more of a message from the Holy Spirit, and it's an interesting card from Sonia Choquette's Soul Lessons and Soul Purpose deck. And it shows a picture of a white dove on the front, and it's family. It's the family card. So I think that part of what's going on has to do with, you know, being unsettled, being away from family, not having the core family in your life. And you know, I know you enough to know that you want to get that situation together, so that, you know, that's part of what your move was all about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think your message there is, I want to draw one more card to see where that family is going. And I got the Forgive and Forget card.
Okay.
So, let me see about that one a little bit. I don't know if there's any wounding or disappointment from any family issues or relationship issues. You might want to reflect on that. And, you know, whether or not you need to be forgiven or someone else needs to be forgiven, it doesn't matter. Just putting that love and forgiveness out there, if anything maybe isn't manifesting the way you expected, you know, the Ho'oponopono prayer is so good for that, to say, you know, I love you, please forgive me, I forgive you, thank you. It just energetically clears anything that's going on that might be blocking a harmonic relationship with any kind of relationships that are going on with you. I don't know.
Okay.
Does that seem to make sense to you?
Well, of course, the core family is big.
Right.
So it's a matter of knowing which one that applies to the most. I have found that I'm pretty good at forgiving these days, maybe not so much at forgetting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My memory tends to be long and detailed.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can't bring the past into the present.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's a whole new time. It's a whole new place.
Yeah.
And you know, even though time is a flat circle and that whole theory, but still, you know, if you're bringing that past energy into the present.
Yeah.
Then it's difficult to move forward, and it creates disruption energetically around you.
Yeah. And that could even maybe apply to the house. My relationship with my house has been short, but I keep repeating that the house was empty and neglected for over 2 years before I bought it.
Right. And maybe you want to forgive your house. Maybe you want to send it for expecting it to be perfect for you and sending it some love and saying, you know, I know you weren't getting getting care from any humans living in you for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I'm here to love you and forgive you for you know, being left vacant, and so start working, house.
Yeah.
Start cooperating
exactly.
With me. I'm here to be in harmony with you, not the other way around.
Right.
Yeah.
A little at a time
yeah.
might be better than everything at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. I think that was a very good reading, Dana.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. It's not far off from the cards that I picked.
Okay.
So I know that Dana has to get going now. Do you want to sign out, Dana?
Yeah, I do have
and
to
I'll
get
stay
going.
With Rhonda
I have to
for a minute.
Be somewhere else, but I just want to thank everybody who called today. I'm Dana Zimmerman. Find me on Mystic Truth Radio page on Facebook or www.danazimmerman.com. So I'll let you finish up, Lane. Everybody have a nice day.
All right. Bye, Dana.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and before you give me my cards, Elaine, if James is still listening, the Jack Russell Terrier is the same dog that used to be on the show Frasier.
Oh, that's
Frasier's
a good
father.
Yep.
Frasier's father owned a dog named Eddie, and he was a
right.
Jack Russell Terrier.
Right.
Like I
right.
said, my memory is long and detailed.
That's funny. Well, I'm going to go over the cards that I picked for you, and it's kind of practical advice that came out. So the first one is for you to meditate. So these are it's a good practice to have, and you know it's great in theory, but if it's only in theory, then it's not doing its job. So
it is, I told myself getting out of the corporate job was going to give me the time to do that. No, I haven't really made that an everyday practice.
Yeah. So our fearless leader, Colette Baron-Reed, who, you know, we, of course, you know, she's a doll, has a CD out there, two CD, and I know you have it. God, I forget the name of it right now. But there's a very meditative CD that's with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one black and white on the cover with her face.
Yeah.
And to just plug that in and listen to it.
I Am Grace, isn't it?
Yes. Very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes. So plug that in. Listen to that. Now, don't let yourself wander off from that, because the next thing is for you to stay focused. That was the next card. Stay focused. Meditate.
Okay.
Stay focused. The mind can wander into all so many things, especially when you've got this list of things that, you know, your to-do
yes.
list.
Yep.
And the to-do list keeps getting bigger and bigger. But you forget about the core part of things. So the next part that comes up, because the reason that you moved there was to get out of a corporate job, to be in some place where you could actually find your true nature and express your true nature. So the next card that came up was, yes, who is on that card but Ganesh. And Ganesh is the remover of obstacles.
Yeah.
So he's been working with you right along. So, you know, you keep getting these little roadblocks, which comes with owning a house. You know, you might look at it like setbacks, but again, these are things to kind of test your stamina of moving forward. What is it that I really want? What is it that I really want? Why did I move here? Did I move here for this? And that was to be out of a corporate job and to be expressing yourself as the person
mm-hmm.
that you know that you are and can be. Now, the foundation card with all of this is the card that says father, husband, brother, son. So there is a man that is at the foundation of this whole thing. And I don't necessarily think, and this is me being your sister, I don't necessarily think that it's a blood relative. I think it's someone else. And
mm-hmm.
to turn around and maybe not base decisions upon that person, but to base it upon what it is that you're going to do that is your life purpose that makes your heart sing.
Mm-hmm.
Deep sigh. Yeah, deep sigh. So on that note, we're going to sign off. So
Thank
you for coming on to Mystic Truth Radio today, Rhonda.
Sure. And maybe some other week when, if I call in, I'll know how to raise my hand.
Oh, yes, you press one.
One, okay. Yeah, I thought
just
the telephone recording there would tell me, but it didn't. It just said it's going to join me with the show so I could listen. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, they've changed it recently. So that's for any listener. You know, if you want to ask a question, you press one. And it doesn't raise a hand. It raises a little question mark for us to be able to see on the board here. So, all right. Well, for everybody, I want to thank everybody who had called in. It was a wonderful show today. I hope we helped. I am Elaine Reed Cole for Mystic Truth Radio. And you can find us and like us and share us on Facebook under Mystic Truth Radio. We will have a website coming up soon, and we will announce that when it does come up. Otherwise, you can find me at my website, www.thewingedmystic.com. And thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you, Elaine.
Okay, and thanks to everybody else. And until next time, let's keep talking about it. Bye, everyone.